podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So yesterday, Emily and I were just shooting the breeze. In fact, we were off the air. The show was over, and we're just sitting here in the studio with our feet up, and we're talking about stuff, and somehow we meandered into this conversation about, let's put it this way, indiscretions that she and I have had in our past, and not together, but indiscretions that we've had regarding other people. She and I have both, in our past,
had some naughty bits.
Well, kissed somebody who was in a relationship with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put it at that.
And just a kiss.
Right, just a kiss. And you came back and you said it was okay because it was just in the moment.
Well, that's because...
Now, I want to explore that.
So the gentleman that I kissed, I remember after we did, we were in my car, we were driving somewhere, we were at a red light. He leaned over and he kissed me. And then he said, look, that was it. I just wanted to kiss you. And I kissed back. I was kissing
you
man.
You were a willing participant.
Yes. And he said, that was it. It was just in the moment. He's like, it doesn't change my life, my wife, my relationship. You know, nothing's going to happen here. We're still just friends. It was just in the moment. And, you know, I was 19 and I probably should have, you know, smacked him, but it kind of made sense. And in going over that more and more, if it is just in that moment, and if it's just one moment, not a series of moments, and it doesn't hurt anybody and it doesn't change anything, does having a moment with someone else really mean that you are in a horrible position and you've just betrayed everybody and everything that you love? And I just want you to think about it before you call me a whore.
No one's going to call you that.
Well, people are going to be like, well, you're cheating and you're betraying and you're a horrible person. Just think about it. If it's just a moment, is it really that damaging?
Yeah, but okay. I hear what you're saying and I want to believe it because I've had moments.
And if it's just a kiss, I'm not talking any more fluids.
I understand. I want to believe that because I've had my moments. But how can you not see the slippery slope that involves? Because if you explain everything away and you give it a hall pass by saying it was just in the moment, now you have to define how long a moment can last, right?
Sure.
And you have to understand what can happen in a moment. Because there are some moments that can involve...
That can last a lifetime.
Well, and they can involve a lot of things.
So
that's where I'm having trouble saying that I can forgive everything I've done.
Right.
And just say, oh, well, Dom, you were just in the moment.
I think that I'm not saying, you know, slipper the old one too in a moment and you're fine. I'm saying just a kiss. And I'm really saying just a moment, maybe 60 seconds.
And that's okay.
Where it doesn't set off a chain reaction of other moments, where it really is just this one exclusive moment.
I get you. Hypothetically.
Okay.
You walk down the hall to one of the guys who works down the hall who's married.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk into his office and you're talking and then just suddenly something comes over both of you and you just lip lock for like 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pull back away and you're like, oh my goodness, what just happened? We can't do that again, blah, blah, blah. You're saying that's okay because it was just that moment and nobody else is hurt.
Maybe. If it doesn't, obviously, if you don't have moments with a whole bunch of people, if you don't have
you can't
moments,
have your daily moments.
If you don't have daily moments.
Give us this day our daily moment.
If you don't think about it, if it really is kind of black and white, then I don't see the harm in it. I'm not saying go out and do it. I'm not saying find a moment. I'm saying,
in other words, you're saying you can't, if you plan a moment, it's different.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
if
yes,
you
yes.
book an appointment for a moment, then you've crossed the line.
That it goes against the very definition of
this
the moment.
This has to be the thing that just comes over you and you act on it.
Right. And 60 seconds, you kiss, no tongue. And
well,
bam, that was
why
it.
You got to put that restriction on?
Well,
what
because,
does that have to
because
do
I'm
with
really
it?
Afraid people are judging me harshly right now. So
well,
I'm trying to be as
are.
Pure as possible.
You know what? We can come on here and just say good morning and somebody will judge us harshly. You can't base it on that.
Hashtag truth.
Here's Melissa. Good morning, Melissa.
Hi.
So you hear what she's saying. What do you think?
I think it's a slippery slope and that those moments are her rationale for bad choices. That being said, I think Emily is super sweet and darling and charming on air. I just think calling a moment is rationalizing your bad choices.
Ain't that the truth? Right. And that's the only thing that I'm afraid of, is that it becomes a lifetime of giving yourself a hall pass, because you can always write. I wrote an article one time about this thing. It was called Perfect. And it was about somebody who constantly repeated the same mistake over and over again, and then would shrug and tell people, hey, nobody's perfect. Hey, nobody's perfect.
Right. It's a lame excuse.
Right. So you can just write it off. You can keep doing bad behavior over and over again as long as you say, hey, nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea of the article is, well, it's not about being perfect. It's about improving.
Sure.
And I think that's what we're talking about here.
This wasn't, this only happened that once. And again, I was in college, so... You know, but
it was a youthful indiscretion.
It was a youthful moment, but maybe the guy who I kissed, who was married and may or may not have been my former teacher, was rationalizing it about his wife.
Melissa, thank you for your time. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Grayson. Hi, Grayson. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What do you think about all this?
I think, as you guys have said, it is a slippery slope, but we are humans and we are also people in our society, and our society has standards that are a little bit ridiculous for us to stand by at sometimes, and sometimes our biological systems need us to do a specific thing at a certain time, and we just don't have an explanation for that. And I think that is what classifies at the moment.
Hmm. Well, I can admit that I
have... He's talking science!
He's talking science, and I'm not going to deny that I have blamed things on biology before. So...
Right.
Right, so. Like your nose?
No, I get what you're saying. Grayson, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, no problem.
We appreciate your time. Here's Mickey. Hello, Mickey.
Hi.
What do you
Thanks
say?
For having me on.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think that it can be a slippery slope, but I think that she's spot on. I had a similar experience with my best friend's sister. She was married. We became good friends. We had a moment one night. It was just a short kiss. It happened. It was over. We both looked at each other and went, "Wow, that was wonderful." We can never do that again, and we can never tell anybody that it happened. And here I am telling somebody. But it's one of those things where if it's just that the one time, it was in the moment, and you both have a good head on your shoulders about it, and it's over and it's done, I think it's like you said, no hall pass. It happened. Uh-huh. It's done.
Well, right. Not only did you just tell a person, you told a couple 100,000 people, and I appreciate you doing that, Mickey. Yeah. Enjoy the sunshine today, okay?
High five, friend. I feel you.
This is not helping me make up my mind. Hi, Erica.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're all swell. What do you think?
I'm going to be the fuddy-duddy of the group and say that absolutely it's wrong. Absolutely wrong. Life is a series of moments, and you either make good choices or you don't.
Yeah, but what happens when you don't make a good choice?
What happens when it's a really long red light?
What happens if you accidentally slip? Then what do you? Then how do you justify it?
You don't justify it. I was telling I think it was Emily that answered the phone, that the ultimate litmus test for determining if what you're doing is cheating or not is ask yourself, would you do it if your significant other was in the room?
No, we get that. And we're not debating whether it's right or wrong. But here's the thing. With the way you're describing it, you, Erica, can never make a mistake.
Oh, no, I can. It's a struggle to always try to make the right, choices.
Right. But what happens if you, Erica, one day make a poor choice and you something like that? Then what do you do?
You spend the rest of your life trying to forgive yourself.
Okay, but see, now that's where I'm going to jump in. Because this thing of spending the rest of your life trying to forgive yourself for an indiscretion that you did when you were 28 years old, I don't think that's healthy. I don't think you want to live with a regret for the rest of your life.
Right,
which is why you shouldn't make mistakes.
I know, but okay, we're in a feedback loop here. You make a mistake at 28. I'm saying you've got to recognize what it is and move on. And you're saying you've got to live with that guilt for the rest of your life. And I can't get on board with that.
Well. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but...
Ah, that'll wreck your life.
Reality.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Have an awesome day, guys.
You as well. All right, time for one more. It's Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Well, I am going to say that I do not think it's okay. I am not judging Emily at all. But like I told Emily earlier, you know, one thing that puts us between children and adults is our ability to control our impulses. And
well, how good of a job are we doing with that?
Well, I'm drinking right now.
I mean, really, how good of a job as adults do we do at controlling our impulses? Because remember, impulses can cover a lot of different... Impulses can include standing in the checkout line and buying the damn Hershey's peanut butter cup when you know you shouldn't.
Right. But, I mean, we control them all the time. There are lots of things we don't do. We don't run the red light when we're sick of waiting there and there's no one there. We don't...
Oops.
Whatever.
Right. We control the majority of our impulses, but no human, whether they're 6 years old or 60 years old, controls all of their impulses.
That's true, but
we don't.
When there's something that's clearly right and wrong, because I don't think you guys are rationalizing whether it was literally right or wrong to have that kiss, then we should control the impulses that we know aren't right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
so you're saying it's easier to not kiss someone than it is to not buy the Reese's peanut butter cup.
But you're in that moment.
See, I think you're coming over to my side.
I've always been on your side. I've tried to talk myself out of being on your side, and I can't do it.
Well, now I want chocolate peanut butter and to make out.
And then a kiss after we've had that ride.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.